Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Here we are live again, Elohim, your host. This is the Toronto Girls Church of Christ and Allah, coming to you live out of Philadelphia. We have a very important topic for you today, and every day we're going to have a very important discussion. Because the 1% took the Bible, conquered the known world with it, okay? And we're sitting here throwing the thing in the trash. Some of us don't even want to read it, don't know how to read it, and it's being used to manipulate and control millions of people, okay? The whole thing is interesting. So we're going to break this thing down, but before we do, we want to do what we call an assertion to start everything off, and I think that that will be so you can get an idea. When we say assert, we don't pray, okay? Because we know who we are. So we're asserting into the universe that which we want, and that's what's going to come back to us, all right? Because the power of the universe flows through you, which means that you can accomplish anything you want to do. The universe makes things happen for you, but you're in control of what happens, contrary to what they're telling you in the churches, okay? So, let's begin. As I daily learn the knowledge of myself, in the wisdom to seek the oracle's counsel, I come into the understanding of how to proceed, so that I can live on earth in peace and without poverty. I understand that, that everything in the universe is made up of the same divine energy, and that I am a former of that divine energy. As I begin my day reforming this energy to serve my purpose, I respect and preserve the great right that I have as an extension of divine energy. As I start my day, I begin with my access points of power, Christ, and Allah. Okay? And I am grateful to be a part of the great universe that my ancestors have formed for my benefit. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now we're going to recite the words of balance. Normally we do it 10 times, but on the air we're just going to do it once, okay? As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. Now we have to ask ourselves a question, okay? The question is, what is the path of reap what you sow? Now, that's a good question. To do good and to follow the universal law of kindness and honesty, the law of reap what you sow is the path of enlightenment. I know we hear a lot of people say that, but what does it mean? The universe works for me, so by me monitoring my thoughts, it will grant me what I want. There's an old saying, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. You got it. That's how the universe works. What I think about, I bring about. So if I put out thoughts that do not promote good for others and the rest of the planet, that's what the universe will provide for me every time. If I put out thoughts that do promote goodness for others and the rest of the world, that's what the universe will provide for me every time. I must never think about what I don't want because that's what I will get. Always keep my mind focused on what I want, and that's what the universe will provide for me. I must remember to center my thoughts around the art of being honest and good, and the universe will keep me in a state of bliss. If I have to believe in something, I believe in good and all those that do good. In the name of Jesus Christ, Marcus the Messiah, God be the Christ, Elohim Christ, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Okay? Now, with that, we're going to pray. We're not going to pray the whole anthem, but we do have a national anthem that we have, and we're going to play a little bit of that for you, and then we're going to get into the topic for the day, okay?
I'm not afraid.
Now, the anthem is the age of freedom has come, okay? That's not the topic for today, though, but that's something to think about. Most of us talk about freedom, but we literally don't know what freedom is, you know? Freedom means control. So when you say that you're free and you want freedom, ask yourself, how much control do you have over yourself and your society, the community, and everything that you're doing? If there's no control, there's no freedom, right? Somebody's just hyping you up to make you think you have something that you actually don't, okay? Now, what we're going to do, okay, where we at here, we're going to begin with the talking points for today. Now, how to decode the Bible, right? The Bible is a very powerful book if you know how to read it. And the problem with most of us is that they're not showing us how to read the Bible. They're using the Bible to manipulate and control you because there's certain laws of the universe that actually work. You do read what you sow, and the universe, okay, works for you. So that means that when you're praying, no matter who you pray to, if you believe strong enough that that's going to come back to you, then you're actually activating the power within yourself to bring what you're trying to get to you. But quietness is kept. They tell you that God is in control. But once you know, Psalms 82 says that we are all gods. So we're gods. That means they're telling you that you are actually in control. All right? So you're in control of what's going on, but through the thought process that you have, if you're not thinking properly, if you can't bring your mind or focus your mind and attention to what you want and where you're trying to go, you're never going to get it, you know? Now, the first, I just want to make that clear. For those of you who missed the session yesterday, we talked about the term create, you know? Here's the problem with the scriptures. When you create, you're making something from nothing. The only time anything was created was during the time of the uncaused cause. That's when something was made out of nothing, all right? That energy. Energy was created for the first time. That's the uncaused cause. At no other time in our sojourn, or when we say history, we talk about motion, travel, okay? No other time did that happen, only once. And the uncaused cause is pure energy. And from that particular energy, everything else in the universe was made, not created. So in order to get a better understanding of how to use the Bible, the first thing you have to do, this is the first key, the first code that you have to deal with, and breaking the code to the Bible, all right? Everywhere it says create, change that to made. It makes a big difference. When your mother and your father had you, they didn't create you from nothing. They made you from the substances of their own bodies. That's how you were made. You were not created. You were made, right? So when the universe first began, the only thing that was here was source energy. And the source energy was the only thing that was here. Then actually, you are made up. You are made up out of that energy. And that's the key to the whole thing, you know? What you're made up out of. If you know what you're made up out of, then you can very much determine where you came from and how you're being, who you are, and what you are. That's what's going on. You're made up out of source energy. So if you're made up out of source energy, then where are you? You're an extension of source. Just like you're an extension of your mother and father when you come into existence as a new creature, okay? As a new being. So you're made up out of the energy of your mother and your father. And this is everything in the universe is made up out of source energy. That's when we say a lot, we think in terms of all, because that's how it's supposed to be, all. They switch it. When they say Allah, we're talking about all, the oneness of everything. Because everything is a part of and coming from source energy. You're an extension of that energy. This is why you are unlimited. That's why there's no limit to you. What you did 20 years ago, you'll definitely be able to do. You're going to surpass that. Okay? In just a little while, you're going to surpass that. Everything that you have done greater than that as time goes on. When I say time, I'm talking about a measurement of motion. Right? It's like when they say space-time, they're talking about the way things travel, how fast they move in space. Because the movement of an object in space is different from the movement of an object on a planet, okay? Because of the friction that's involved with the atmosphere and all that. So time is just a measure of motion. It's not something that exists, okay? Based on what they be trying to tell you, you know? Time is a measurement of motion. So when you talk about time, you talk about measuring something that's in motion. If something is not in motion, you can't mark how long it's not been in motion until it moves. Excuse me, until it moves, okay? Let's go to the Bible, okay? We're going to start right at the beginning. We're going to go through this whole book. Breaking down the codes, knowing so you can understand what's going on. Now, the first thing, like I said, that you have to understand, the first thing that you have to deal with, all right, is the word create. Everywhere you read the word create, change it in your mind to the word made. Because there was only one creative thing, right, that we come to that conclusion. There's only one creative thing. That's in Tyrannical Scriptures, Book 1. The uncaused cause was created. Because primarily when you think about the existence of all things in the universe, you have to go back to there was a time when something when something existed, okay, that was caused, all right? Something existed that was created, something out of nothing, all right? Now, and that only happened one time, period. That's why we call it the uncaused cause. Now, there's a thought process to that, too, because it could have just already been here, you know? Nothing brought that into existence. It was just existing. But then you have to go back thinking, now, where did that come from? How this came. So we literally have to go back to the uncaused cause. That's what caused everything to exist, and nothing caused it to exist. Okay? So energy and the uncaused cause is the cause of our existence. And that's where we're at. That's where we have to begin from. If we're going to decode the Bible, okay? That's what we have to do. It says in the beginning. It stopped right there. See what I'm saying? When we talk about beginning, we're talking about when energy went into motion. Okay? Once the uncaused cause went into motion, right? You come from your incorporeal beings, okay? Wrapped in flesh or living in flesh, or some say you just hear God having an earthly experience or whatever you want to call it. But you come from an incorporeal dimension. From that dimension, you come through the black hole up near around Sirius A, B, and C. You come through the black hole and as incorporeal entities, because black holes are doorways into different dimensions. All right? And usually, to withstand the pressure of a black hole, you need to be incorporeal. You need to be a different form of energy, all right? Which will take you so slightly out of phase to what's going on in a black hole, so it doesn't affect you as much as it would if you try to go through there physically, okay? And you'll be able to do it in time with your ships and stuff as you sojourn as you be on your journey. You'll be able to do it in time. But right now, we don't have the capacity to do that right now, but we will, just like we did before, because there's no evolution. We're actually, we've retrogressed to a point that we're in this state of existence, but we're going to grow into a better, we're going to go back into ourselves, where we can travel the universe and do different things. You know, all that's coming back to us. So we have to get, we have to prepare for that and understand that those things will definitely be happening and will be coming for us, all right? Now, back to Genesis, okay? We're going to start right from the beginning. Normally, I would just be talking about what they said, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, what they said that Jesus said, although, you know, Yeshua didn't write the book, but but there's a lot of information in there that can help you a whole lot. Because those teachings helped me understand these teachings once I was able to read the information of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John properly. You know, then I began to see so much more and begin to understand so much more. Okay, so it says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. All right, so now we stopped at beginning because when we're talking about, they say in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. All right. So the beginning meaning that something went into motion and was able to bring into, well, I see now, and was able to make the heavens and the earth. You're not going to be able to understand it using the word create, because create means to make something from nothing. We're not making something from nothing. We do not know how to make something from nothing, okay? And this is where we have to get a proper understanding of how to digest this book so that we can access the power of this book. This book is very, very powerful. And they've been using it to manipulate and control. Manipulate and control God. So, oh my goodness, what is this man talking about? You know? Psalms 82 tells you you're God. You're getting the information, but you just don't want to accept it, because you've been beat up and abused so much that you don't want to take control over your life. You want somebody else to be in control of your life. That's what you don't have to worry about. But the universe, the way the universe works, okay, the power of the universe is flowing through you because you were not created, you were made. You are an extension of source energy, okay? So you're actually source energy expanding itself. This is why there's no limit to what you can do. What you did 10 years ago, you're doing better than that now. And 10 years from now, you could be doing better than that. You do not have a limit because of who you are. And the Bible tells you who you are. You just have to accept it, okay? When we talk about that, which brought everything into existence, we're talking about energy, which is everything in the universe at the same time. That would be the all, as the Muslims say, that would be Allah. Okay? And Christ is a consciousness. That consciousness is how you manipulate and do things with source energy. That's what makes you a God. Anything that can manipulate source energy for its own benefit and purpose, that's a God. That's why the book tells you that's who you are. I'm not making this up. It's in there. Right? Those of you who are reading the book, you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, I'm going through the how to uncode the Bible, but I'm not. I don't debate scriptures with nobody, right? Because consciously, a person lives at a certain place, and that's comfortable for them. So it's not my intention to take anybody out of their comfort zone. My intentions are to give you a different perspective, a different way of looking at what you already have. I can't teach because you already have all the information in your DNA. All I can do is guide you to the information that you already have, okay? So that's what's going on. So when it says in the beginning, we got to know what we're talking about, because the only the only actual beginning, right, when you're dealing with something that started everything, this is what they're alluding to when they say in the beginning, right? The uncaused cause. Now, if you're thinking You go back to where something caused everything to exist, and there had to be a point that nothing caused it to exist. That would be the uncaused cause. And at that particular time, the only thing that was here was that energy. And since there was only one actual created entity, use the term entity, which is that energy that brought everything forth in the beginning, right? That means that everything is made up out of that energy. There's no coincidence that the material that's in you is in the planet, it's in the cosmos, it's everywhere, because you are made up out of source energy, so you're a part of all of that, all right? And that energy talks to you, but you can't hear it right now because the instructions and the instructions and the way they've been teaching you, you can't hear certain things, right? And it says, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, that's the first key that you have to change up. Once you change that key, everything will begin to make sense. Everywhere you see the word create, in your mind, think made. But there was only one creation, and that was when the uncaused cause came into existence. And we can't just go back to figure out how the uncaused cause came into existence, because that was a creation where you're making something from nothing. So somebody brought that energy into existence, or the energy always was. Okay? Those are the two thought processes. Either somebody brought it into existence or it already was. And since we know you can't make something from nothing, we just come to the conclusion, I mean, tyrannical scripture brings us to the conclusion that it's the uncaused cause. It's something that caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. And since, like, if you have if the only thing you have is a tree, all right? So when you make something, you're going to make it from that tree because that's all that's here. And the only thing that was here was the uncaused cause, that energy. So you're made up out of that energy. This is the key, because if you use the term made instead of create, that takes us into you when you get down to Genesis 1:26. It tells you we're going to make men and women, okay? That's the key. They say make men and women, but the translator threw that word create in there because that will give them a methodology to control you, all right? Once you realize that you were not created, that you were made out of the same energy that rules the universe, you have a different thought process, right? You begin to think differently about yourself. You think a thought, and that thought will come into existence because the universe works through you. That's why they work so hard to control your slave. Oh, wait a minute. What you say, brother? My slave? I don't have no slave. Your physical essence is your slave. It will do whatever you want to do. You are literally a slave master. And that physical body will do whatever you ask it to do. You tell it to jump off a bridge, it's going to jump. It's going to warn you. Say, oh, man, this is going to hurt. But if you tell it to jump, it's going to jump anyway. All right? Why? Because you are the master of all that is visible. Because you are in corporeal energy, okay? In flesh, you're incorporeal. You come from an incorporeal dimension. Right? There's other dimensions out here. That's why I'm bringing this to you so that you can see where you really came from. Your incorporeal being is coming through the black hole up near Sirius A, B, and C. You can check this out for yourself. All right, but you have to do some research, because the 1%, I use the term 1%, I'm beginning to differentiate between the five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, because the 1% are all colors. 1% makes up all five tribes. So ain't no white boy this, black guy this, the 1% make up all the tribes. So this is where we are right now, okay? Now, let's keep going, okay? Now, it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. in the world are they talking about? Okay? This means that somebody has the wherewithal and the knowledge of how to manipulate energy on a planetary scale. I mean, think about that for a second. Your ancestors had the knowledge of how to manipulate energy on a planetary scale. That's something to think about. Now, this is how they wrote it up, because you got to remember, 1,500, 2,000 years ago, the translators, all right, we don't know how spiritual they was. We don't know how in tune they was with Source. And we're all in tune with Source, and just how much we're in tune with Source will determine whether will determine how much we're able to get in, how much we're able to grab from Source energy. All right. Now you can call it God. Now some people say, "Well, I believe in Jesus." There's nothing wrong with that, because however or whoever you believe in, if you believe in Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, whoever. Okay, it's going to work if you believe 100% that they're going to bring to you what you want. But you're actually activating the energy from Source, bringing that happen. You're actually in control. That's something to think about. Everywhere you go, the churches they set up, they tell you God is in control. You see what I'm saying? 1% sitting back there knowing that they God, right? Because it says so in the Bible. I'm not telling you nothing that's not in the book. The 1% sitting there know that they God, all right? And when these people are telling that God is in control, they're really telling you that the 1% is in control. And stop and think about it for a minute. Who is controlling everything? The 1% with all that money and resources that they have, military and everything else, they're controlling your destiny. They're controlling your lives, okay? That's what's going on. You have to begin thinking outside the box that was created for you to think in, all right? Now, we're just on just a couple of little verses here. And this can take an hour. We can spend 2 hours right in the beginning on the first three verses. All right, that's how powerful this book is. So, the first thing you have to get out of your mind is you have to change the word in your mind from create to made. All right, so everything was made, not created. You were made, not created. Because when you think in terms of being created, that makes you less than and not equal to something. And they put themselves in as the something. If you're a black person, they got this white Jesus up there. If you're a Chinese person, they got this Chinese Buddha up there. Okay? They will put somebody in place of that thing or whatever they say is the creator. All right? There was only one creation that took place, and that was when the uncaused cause was formed. I'm saying formed because in reality, I'm not sure that the uncaused cause was created. Might have already existed without being created, but back to the thought, had to come from someplace, though. Yo, all right, well, the purpose of all of this, the purpose of me going to this is to let you know you're carrying power. That's what this is all about. The person who wrote this book, they knew that they were entities that were able to manipulate energy on a planetary scale. Okay? And the earth was without form and void. I mean, it wasn't here. There was no earth at the time. So there was no earth at the time, and we know that the earth is made out of energy, just like everything else in the universe made out of source energy. That means somebody made this planet, and it wasn't source energy. When they say God made this planet, they're talking about men and women. They're talking about us. They're talking about you. You put all this stuff into existence. This is very interesting the way I'm bringing this to you. I'm just bringing you a different thought process, giving you a different way to think about all this. This is how they came into power when they realized that they have, that they're carrying power, and power don't have to be given to them. Power does not have to be given to you. You are carrying power, okay? And that's what's going on. Now, now it says here, right, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. They're talking about an incorporeal energy. That's a part of you. At this particular time, you were incorporeal beings traveling the universe. Okay, and I'm just saying, it's telling you what's going on. At that particular time, you were incorporeal entities traveling the universe, making planets and stars and all that. How they were made? Incorporeal energy mixed with physical energy accelerates the timeline of a thing being developed. All right, now there's gas. The incorporeal beings give off a particular gas, and that gas comes through, we can get into that throughout the scriptures, and that gas comes through the black hole, and what's formed in this dimension, incorporeal entities give off physical gas, all right? We call it waste, but it's gas, or no matter what it is, somebody can use it for something or whatever, you know? That's why they come up with saying one man's treasure is another one man's treasure. What some people throw away, some other people can use, and that's what's going on, okay? So now, but just think about what this book is saying. People, all right, had the ability to create planets, stars. They had the ability to do that, which means you have the ability to do that. You are an unlimited entity. There's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that you can accomplish. Once you realize that you're carrying power, and the power don't have to be given to you, right? That the universe works for you. When you say, this is what I want, and you put this into the universe goes to work through action and reaction to bring that into you, okay? Sure, you can give Jesus credit, it's not a problem. You can give Muhammad the credit, not a problem. You can give Buddha the credit, not a problem. We're telling you where the power is actually coming from and who is actually in control, all right? You're in control of universal power. The power flows through you. Once you imprint in your brain, all right, through your mind, that this is what you want, the universe will bring it into existence. But the problem is, you have to really know what you want, because you're asking for one thing, and you ask for one thing, and that's really not really what you want. That's why Mama used to say, when you're little, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. When you ask for it, make sure you want it, okay? Now, I had to apologize for yesterday because I had trouble getting the texts out. But the text messages are now going out. I finally got able to get my text messages out, okay? And see, and when it talks about, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Okay? What light were they talking about, man? Okay? What light were they talking about? See what I'm saying? What produces the light right now in the daytime when you get up? What produces the light? The sun produces the light. They were able to make suns. Okay? I mean, this is thing about you. You, your ancestors were building planets, building suns, setting things in motion so that it can protect you in your soul journey in this particular soul system, in this particular age, okay? So you have to really, really, really think about what's going on. Sorry about that. I should have. Well, at any rate, we're talking about the Bible 2.0. We're bringing you into what was going on back then. Your ancestors, I mean, just think about this. Your ancestors had the power to make planets and suns, to make solar systems, coming through the black hole in the incorporeal forms. So when they talk about spirit moved upon the earth, they're talking about your incorporeal energy. Talking about that power that you have within you that you haven't captured. You know? I'm talking about that power that I apologize for this. I got a couple of lines down here and I'm not part of my house, but I didn't. I don't know if you're going to check it in. But I'm just saying, we're talking about people that knew how to do this. That's what we're talking about in the beginning. And we're talking about your ancestors, which means that in your DNA, this information is in your DNA, and you can do this yourself, okay? You can access this yourself, right? God, or what they're talking about, source, is your power. But you are actually in control over that power by your thought process, right? You're the God that's in control. Okay, and when you know that you have put a thought out there for something to come into existence, right, then you need to get right in it. Then you know that it's going to happen. Function is just as if it's going to happen, because if you ask for it, it's going to happen. Now, it depends on what culture that you're asking from or what you're emanating from and the thought process that you have. There's only two cultures. The way you dance and jump around and sing and all that has nothing to do with your culture. Those are things that they do to lock you into either the doggy dog culture or the what you saw culture, right? And right now, I'm living in what they have called the United States, okay? I'm saying that because it's already called the Americas. They just decided to call it the United States, okay? So what I'm saying is that the football, baseball, basketball, all those sports and stuff like that there, those are dog-eat-dog sports. That takes you into the dog-eat-dog culture. You know, you make a mistake, I'm taking what you got. I'm going to win. You know what I mean? I'm going to be the better than you, and I'm going to beat up on you until I can win. Okay, that's the dog-eat-dog culture. Now, we're talking about read what you sow. When the children are younger, some of the parents are trying to get children back in the doggy dog culture, where they make sure that all the children get a chance to play, no matter how good they are and all that, you know, to get them in the game, give them a chance to participate. That's the read what you sow culture. They're trying to bring the read what you sow culture into the doggy dog culture. And it's tricky, you know? It's tricky. So if you play the game honestly, all right, then you're incorporating two factors, the read what you sow culture and the doggy dog culture, because honesty is coming into play. Now, you got some people that are strictly under the doggy dog culture. They'll cheat, lie, steal, whatever they have to do to win the game. Don't make no difference. I mean, only about their bottom line is to win. So there's only two cultures. And once you embrace the fact that there's only two cultures, you have to decide which culture that you're going to function under, right? The reap what you sow culture will allow the planet to be at peace if we can bring that into existence over the doggy dog culture that we've got going on right now, okay? Now, let's go a little further here. And I said God called the light day and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning... Evening and the morning was the first day. I'm not going to get into everything because some of it is tricky, you know? some of it is tricky based on the translators and how they see what the translation should be, okay? I'm just getting into the code points, all right? Every time they say God, they're talking about men and women. Excuse me. Yeah, every time they say God, they're talking about men and women. They're talking about those who manipulate the source energy, who can manipulate source energy for their own purpose. That's God, all right? The uncaused cause is everything in the universe at the same time, because everything is made up out of source energy, all right? Well, we're breaking this down so you can get a better understanding, all right? Now, those of you who are online, if you want to participate in the conversation, all you have to do is press 1. Let me know you have your hand up, and you'll be able to talk and ask questions, or if you want to have a different perspective, then you can bring yours up and, you know, let the people hear it, but I'm not going to debate this with you, okay? You can give your opinion, let me know how you think, and then bam. Other people might think the same way you are, and that's fine too, all right? If you 100% disagree, that's fine too. You can come on and say that you disagree. Just press 1 and then let me know that you're talking, that you have something to say, okay? Now, what I'd like to do at this particular point, we got about 17 minutes here. Black history. It's really not being taught in schools. So the children aren't really getting a history of who they are and what they have done, okay? Now, me, I don't get into the actual history, because it's maintained and it's kind of tricky to get the real truth out, you know? So I just want to give you every day, I'm just going to give you a few things that came out of the black people's minds and then help push society forward, all right? So you can get some kind of idea of why they're keeping your history from you. It's a matter of control, population control, okay? Now, Benjamin Banneker, Negro astronomer, he made the first clock. The first clock made in America was in 1754. That was made by Benjamin Banneker, okay? And number two, the word coffee comes from Ethiopia, where it was first used and where it still grows wild today. So the first coffee, first cups of coffee, you know, came out of Africa, basically Ethiopia. Okay, Ethiopia at one time used to be half of Africa. It used to be called Ethiopia. Okay. Now, number three, George Washington sent a Negro slave to Barbados to be exchanged for a hog's head of molasses, a cake, a cask of rum, and other goods, old spirits. This happened in 1776. So we're letting you know that this guy, George Washington, was definitely a slave owner. All right? So he should not be your hero. Anybody that owned slaves back then or trying to deal with slavery now in the future, you should not make them your hero, you know. So George Washington is not a hero of the black people. Huge enough, okay? The Negro arrived in the New York world free from tuberculosis, syphilis, and other venereal diseases, okay? So when we first came here, we didn't have all these diseases because syphilis comes from growing sheep. And, you know, these people were screwed. They would screw everything. Chickens, if it had a hole in it, they'd be this, you know? And we didn't have those. When we came here, we didn't have those diseases, you know? And the doctor says the syphilis dies out in the African interior. It seems incapable of permanence in any form or persona of pure African blood. Okay, so that pure African, the syphilis don't remain in him. That's why they ran an experiment with Tuskegee. At a Tuskegee Institute, I think it was. They were running an experiment on syphilis. But the black man, they just gave it to him. And see what the effects would have and how bad it would be on them, you know. Syphilis originated in Europe in 1494 when there was a great epidemic of it. This was 2 years after the discovery of the New World. It was largely believed to have been brought back by the sailors of Columbus. I'm just giving you just a few tidbits here, okay? Now, the first artist going back to 15,000 years ago, you know, the oldest drawings and carvings yet discovered were executed by the Negro people over 1,500 years ago. And in southern France, northern Spain, Palestine, South Africa, India, this is where black people live. Southern France, northern Spain, Palestine, South Africa, and India, this black people were there, okay? The drawings on wax and carvings and bone, basalt and ivory, okay? And just give you a few tidbits of some of the things that we were about, okay? The oldest known representative of the human body is that of a Negro woman. It was carved by a Negro sculptor, Grimaldi, of Grimaldi race, in 10,000 to 15,000 years ago. It is called the Venus of Bollendorf after the place in Austria where it was found. It is in the Vienna Museum, right? Just a few little things. You know, Beethoven, the world's greatest musician, was without doubt a dark mulatto. He was called the Black Spaniard. His teacher, the immortal Joseph Haydn, who wrote the music for the former Australian national anthem, was colored too. So Beethoven and his teacher were both black, okay? Just a couple of tidbits so you kind of know what's going on, right? Now we have Joe Vasconcelos, was born in African Congo, presents at Almolangra, Mexico, about 1710, wrote verses that were so popular that they entered into Mexican folklore and was printed annually on the calendars of Mexico until 1872, 112 years after his death. These are black people all over the planet doing different things that you don't have preview to and that gives information. Now, that little tidbit I gave you was given to me by J.A. Rogers and 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro with Complete Proof. Now, we have to thank J.A. Rogers for you. A lot of historians out there is trying to give you information to let you know about what's going on. You know, I just want to let you know that without the black inventors, 90% of all the inventions that this country uses to push itself forward came out of the black community. You know, we're talking about the internet, cell phone, all this stuff, you know. We'll get into that later today. But right now, just to recap some of the stuff that we talk about, when we're talking about the Bible, when I say Bible 2.0, I'm giving you a different perspective, all right? You are God, according to the Bible. I'm not making it up, Psalm 82. Now, they try to flip it, say, you're God, children of the Most High God. It don't say Most High God. That's not what the Bible says. At least the King James Version I'm reading. So they kind of switching things around a little bit to serve their purpose, to keep you under control. But it says, you are God's children of the Most High. So when they say God, you can't use the term God and create in the same sentence. Because God don't create. God makes. Okay? The only time the term creation can be used when we're dealing with the uncaused cause, and we can't fully verify that something made the something that created the uncaused cause out of nothing. Okay? So we just have to leave it there, the uncaused cause. Because when you're going back, not millions, but billions of years. That's how long all this has been in process. And that's how long this has been going on. Billions of years. It's difficult to go back when we're dealing with the uncaused cause. That's what we're dealing with. So we keep our attention and focus on God, that who is manipulating source energy for their own purpose. It will make a big difference, okay? When you need some help, if there are gods around you that have things that can help you, then pick up the phone and call. You don't have to get on your hands and knees and pray. Just pick up the phone and call. You need money? Pick up the phone and call. Okay? It's just that simple. But your actions and your thoughts have to be in synchronicity with each other. They have to be in sync. You can't be acting one way and thinking something else, because people are watching what you're doing. I just say God is watching what you're doing. And if you act a certain way, God is not going to trust you to sleep, right? Now, the universe, if you're asking things, knowing that the power is flowing through you, then the universe will put you in a position where you have to change your ways in order to get what you're asking for, okay? If you want a law degree, you can't have a law degree on the basketball court all day long and not studying law. You have to put yourself in a position to study law to get what you want, because that's what it takes, right? So the universe will put you in a position where you can study this stuff, right? You want to go to school, you want to go to college, or whatever you want to do, the universe will bring that into existence because you're asking for it. You're in control, all right? The universe functions based on how you, based on your thought process. This is why they don't want you thinking about nothing. They want everything to be easy for you. They don't want you cooking. They don't want you nothing. When you go to the store, everything is prepackaged and given to you. You don't have to cook nothing. They don't want you thinking. They don't want you thinking outside the box, because once you start thinking outside the box, you become in control. Okay? Look. You run into these fast food places, eat. If you eat three meals in a fast food place, you're paying $10 each meal. That's $30 a day. That's $900 a month in food. You know, you can do a lot better than that if you go to the supermarket and cook for yourself. Don't be trying to run your children to Mickey D's, you know. If you know your children are going to be hungry later on, make some stuff up and put it in some bags so that they can eat. You feel what I'm saying? But you're going to learn how to conserve the money. Everything depends on what you want. And that's what we're talking about. Because in order to do that, you have to first know who you are. You are, according to the Bible, man, I'm not making this up, you are God. So when they say in the beginning God, the word created should not be there. In the beginning, God made the heaven and the earth, okay? That's letting you know that your ancestors had the ability to manipulate energy on a planetary level. Your ancestors had the ability to bring suns into existence. And in the tyrannical scriptures, complete volume, it tells you how they did that as incorporeal beings, okay? So that you'll know, you know, when they talk about the spirit move, they're probably talking about that incorporeal energy that you carry. All right? They got some TV series on television now that will talk to you about, they will actually go through some of the power that you're capable of wielding that you're not wielding because you don't practice them. Some of the Chinese stuff, like Never Ending Love Story, you know, go watch that. It'll show you what you're actually capable of, you know? But because of the way you're thinking, they don't want you thinking about you being in control, because that's what freedom is. Freedom means control. Talk about being free, and look around you. See what you have control over, and that will let you know just how much freedom you have. That's what's going on. I'm not making this stuff up. You can check things out for yourself, but I'm just giving you a different perspective on things, okay? Now, I'm going to be here every day because this is a whole lot of book here. I'm going to skip through a few things because some of it is just strictly for control of a slave. You're a slave because you are a slave master. You don't know, but you are a slave master. And some things are just strictly for controlling a slave. And that's what we have to deal with. And that's where we're coming from, okay? Now, it says, and God, now see, this is what I'm talking about, okay? They switch these terms around, but you really don't get what they're doing, right? After that, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. They're talking about building a planet, constructing a planet. That's what they're talking about, right? Now, here in Genesis 7, check what they do. They flip the script. Now they say, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Huh? Why did they switch from create to made? They know what they're doing. You don't know what they're doing. And that's what we're talking about, okay? Then it says, God called the firmament, heaven, and began to name and call things, you know, but they're switching the term create and made. They're flipping them back and forth. That's to confuse you so you don't really know what's up. Take the word create out. I always put made there, all right? And you have a better understanding of what's going on because God is not a creator, okay? Nor was God created. God makes things out of source energy. So when we talk about creating, we have to go back to the uncaused cause. And that's confusing because we don't know if the uncaused cause was created or the uncaused cause was already here. Okay? Now, when we say uncaused cause, we're talking about something that caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist, tyrannical scripture. So that brings us to the conclusion that the uncaused cause was already here. All right? It just began with that energy, and that energy went into motion and began bringing things into existence. A period. You know? And that's what we're dealing with. And the early sojourning of source energy, that's where you come in. Source energy needed a different form to help manipulate and to do something with this energy, with its own energy. Okay? So, and that's where God comes in. Now, even the Quran, hey, you're a vice journal. Well, the time is almost up. So, what we're going to do, those that are listening, I want to thank you. For those that are tuned in, I appreciate you calling in and getting a different perspective on the Bible because we need it, okay? Now, some people are so programmed, they can't even listen to different perspectives on the Bible because they're so programmed with the being less than and not equal to something, right? That it just, they just can't sit still and hear it, right? But I want to thank those that are on the line, those that chimed in. I appreciate it. And we will be here tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Bible 2.0. And we'll pick up from where we left off at in Genesis, okay? We started right at the beginning of the book, and we're going to go through the whole book. And we're going to show you the difference between the way it's set up for control and the way it's set up for you, set up to control you, and we're set up so that you can control it. There's a difference, and we're going to be dealing with that on a daily basis, okay? So right now, I'd like to thank you so much. Remember, love is and always will be the answer. This is Toronto Church of Christ and Allah, Elohim speaking. And brought to you by Elohim Five Tribes and Corp. Okay? Much love.